leave. Council, you have before you a contract proposal for our Public Works Director, Kevin Renz. What is your pleasure?
If I can find it.
I guess I'll make the motion that we give him a $95,000 salary.
So move that his contract be increased from $90,000 to $95,000. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded by Keith Olson.
No, Teresa got it.
Teresa Taylor. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Yeah.
Council Member Watson.
Council, I know you're uncomfortable, but I think you got getting wrapped around the 12% thing. But $95,000 is still below market for someone with his skill set. I know he's only been here 6 months, but he's been in public works for 20 years. And he's very good at what he does. And I don't want to be insulting on some level. I understand that, you know, sounds like it's a huge amount. We're going up 12%, but we're bringing him up to what public works directors get paid. And it's $100,000, and it's still below what the other senior staff are being paid. So I really can't support the 95, and I hope the rest of you won't either.
Taylor.
So being a newer council member and not knowing some of the history that has transpired over the past with the previous mayor and some of the council members, was it the council that decided $95,000 would be within the year? Or
no, that's what Mark Peterson put in the budget.
Oh, I see. Okay. Is it possible to...
The mayor indicated that he felt like the council would consider that in 6 months. And so the mayor asked the treasurer, I'm sorry, to include the 95 in the budget, which would be the balance that we'd average out and work out for this year. We have budgeted this year to handle that increase should you decide to approve it. That's what
it is. And by default, those of us who were on last time approved the budget, and you don't really look at everything. So in effect, we approved that 95 because nobody objected to it. So...
Yeah, I just add to that, just from a procedural standpoint, when we hire, we usually have a hiring range, and then normally, assuming that the council is comfortable with that hiring advertising pay range, then it's usually between administration and the prospective employee to negotiate the actual initial placement in that range. And then we bring the initial contract to the council for approval or disapproval. So the new hires are hired within an approved range, but the dollar, the exact placement in that range, is not really established by the council until they actually vote on the contract after someone is hired. Subsequent to that, then each year, not each year, but whenever the non-represented employee contracts come up for renewal, administration brings the proposal to the city council. Maybe there's just cost of living. Maybe there's actually some merit or market adjustments. And then the council votes kind of on that package of non-represented.
I think that's a really important point. When we advertise this position, we can look it up. It was advertised a range, and the range was much higher than what we're asking for today. So Mr. Rance applied for the position, knowing that there's a certain range, and so it's not uncustomary for the mayor, the executive, saying, this is a range, but traditionally we start new people here, but in our case, it was a six-month contract, which is over now. So this is very customary, certainly not inappropriate. And I just, for the record, I've not been once disappointed in his performance, and I don't think staff has either. And I haven't heard any of you ever say, well, he sure let us down there. He's done an exceptionally good job. Add one more thing to this. The esprit de corps of this staff is really important. How they work together and get along, especially things like Star Park. They do get along, and you don't know what kind of person you're going to get when you hire somebody who on paper looks fantastic, but they jump into a small quarters of City Hall, where you're sharing spaces, you don't have a lot of them, and he fits very, very well, and I think he inspires the productivity of the other workers. So... I would encourage the recommendation of staff on this as well as
Well, so I was going to suggest I would make an amendment to go from 95 to 100. So we will take, we will give him, we will move his annual salary from its current rate of 90,000 to 100,000.
And I would second that.
So it's been moved to amend the main motion. The main motion is to extend a contract. There's no debate about extending a contract.
No, there's no.
At 95,000. The amendment, the motion for an amendment made by Councilman Hansen, seconded by Councilman Wanser, is to amend it to 100,000. Is there discussion on the amendment? Councilmember Watson.
I just want to reiterate, he has a marketable skill. I met quite a few people down in Skagit County working down there in their EOC, and he had an excellent reputation with them, and they were very, very sad to see him go. And I also want to remind us that it costs $15,000 to find someone to take his place, and I don't want to be penny-wise and pound-foolish right now.
I think it's gone up, by the way, because we're...
Yes, and we're getting ready to spend equal amounts of money to find two more senior staff, and I there really is a synergy with senior staff, and we've managed somehow to get this mix of personalities, which are really working well together. And it's been a while since City Hall has had that kind of synergy with their staff. And I don't want him to feel like we don't appreciate what he does, or to even put that little bit of doubt in his mind that we don't support the work he's doing. I just don't want to risk losing him.
Well said. Any other discussion? Councilmember Taylor.
So do we need to do a budget amendment?
It's already in the budget.
It's already budgeted?
Yeah, because it's only half a year. We
Yeah, the $10,000 increase over half a year would be the 95 that Mark put in the budget.
And Mark confirmed that.
Okay.
Are you ready for the question? So we are just voting on an amendment to amend the main motion from 95 to 100. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Did you want to vote for it? Because you did.
Did you want to go 100 or 95?
95.
Okay, so you need to be an A on this one.
I would be an A.
An A on
it. Oh, an A.
Okay.
Nay.
So, the ayes have it. Councilmember Starr, Hansen, Taylor, and Watson voting affirmative. Councilmembers Olson and Birch negative to amend the main motion from 95 to $100,000 for the contract for the rest of the year. Are you ready for the main motion? The main motion at this point is going to be to adjust Kevin Rentz's contract from $90,000 to $100,000 for the remaining of this year. Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
The ayes have it. Same Czar, Hansen, Taylor, Watson voting in affirmative, and Olson and Birch in the negative. The motion has passed. And the contract has been renewed at $100,000 for the rest of the year. Thank you very much, Council. I think we're at Mayor's Reports. I don't have anything new, and so I go down to Council Reports. You did start very.
Again, we're having the opening, the first day of the Farmers Market on Friday at the Grassy Area behind the Boys and Girls Club and the Pavilion. And it starts at 9, it ends at 6. We're having a ribbon cutting and
Cabbage toss, whatever that is.
They do that in Bellingham. They do something different in Bellingham.
Thing or something.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got to rough the cabbage up so it flies.
You're not roughing up any good
strawberry shortcake and ice cream till we run out.
And thank you for your passion for the farmers market, Councilman Burger. Yep. We appreciate it.
We have lots of farmers. We're kind of weak on crafts.
Okay.
Council reports? Councilmember Watson, please.
We're going to be doing Cascadia Rising exercise tomorrow. The Auxiliary Communication Service will have amateur radio operators in the comm room, and I'll let you report on what you're going to do, and I will be the public information officer for the exercise, and I'll be working at the Whatcom Unified Emergency Coordination Center. So we have a lot of good Ferndale involvement.
That's excellent. Very good. Councilmember Taylor.
Everybody was invited to Lummi Stamish by the tribal chairman, Jim Blue, and then also Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Gateway facility. Everybody was invited to the Slater I-5 interchange. The main discussion, the main presentation will take place at 2 o'clock.
Is that
1 to 5, right?
1 to 5.
Main presentation at 2.
So I don't need to be there.
since you want to socialize with people.
Oh. Any more council reports? Staff reports. City administrator?
Nothing.
Communications officer?
In reference to Cascadia Rising, we're going to be creating a special page on our website where we'll be publicizing the information that we would put out if it were an actual mass scale event. So kind of a mock-up of our front page with the information being displayed. So that's going on tomorrow. So if you check your calendars, you'll see Earthquake is on the calendar.
Yeah. Duncan.
Nothing.
I would entertain a motion to dismiss.
Don't move.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.